Some commotion below broke into her thoughts, something that didn't gel with the nighttime noises. Holly adjusted the trim on her backpack and flew in for a closer look. Look only, she reminded herself. That was her job. A recon officer was sent up the chutes to pinpoint the target while the retrieval boys took a nice, cushy shuttle. The troll was directly below her, pounding against the town's outer wall, which was coming away in chunks beneath his powerful fingers. Holly sucked in a startled gasp. This guy was a monster, big as an elephant and 10 times as mean. But this particular beast was worse than mean. He was scared. Control, said Holly into her mic. Runner located. Situation critical, topside. Root himself was on the other end of the comlink.
Clarified, Captain.
Holly pointed her video link at the troll. Runner is going through the town wall. Contact imminent. How far away are retrieval?
EDA 5 minutes minimum. We're still in the shuttle.
Holly bit her lip. Root was in the shuttle. That's too long, Commander. This whole town is going to explode in 10 seconds. I'm going in.
Negative, Holly. Captain Short, you don't have an invite. You know the lore. Hold your position.
But, Commander... Root cut her off.
No, no buts, Captain. Hold back, that's an order.
Holly's entire body felt like a heartbeat. Petrol fumes were addling her brain. What could she do? What was the right decision to make? Lives or orders? Then the troll broke through the wall and a child's voice split the night.
Ayuto!
It screamed. Help. An invitation. At a stretch.
Sorry, Commander. The troll is light crazy and there are children in there.
She could imagine Root's face purple with rage as he spat into the mic.
I'll have your stripes short. You'll spend the next 100 years on drain duty.
But it was no use. Holly had disconnected her mic and swooped in after the troll.